All right, so have you ever like worked somewhere and you just get that creepy feeling like your boss is like totally spying on you? That's kind of what we're talking about today.
Yeah, definitely.
In California, they actually have all these laws to stop your boss from being all up in your personal business.
Right.
It's really interesting stuff, and we're going to deep dive into it today.
For sure.
California is kind of known for making these big changes that like everyone else ends up following.
Yeah, totally.
So even if you don't live there, it could end up affecting you. So we've got some excerpts from this like legal paper
Right.
called California's Workplace Privacy Laws, Balancing Employer Needs and Employee Rights.
Gotcha.
And it's pretty dense.
I bet.
But luckily I've got an expert here to break it all down for us.
Happy to help.
So, I guess to start off, California is like known for being pretty employee friendly.
Right.
What is it about their approach to workplace privacy that like makes them stand out?
I think the big thing is that they're taking all these ideas from their consumer privacy laws, like how you own your data and all that, and they're just applying them to work.
Oh,
So
interesting.
it's not just like protecting your credit card info, it's like protecting your personal life from your boss,
Wow.
you know?
So let's say you're starting a new job in California.
Okay.
Can your new boss be like, hey, give me your Facebook password?
Oh no.
Really?
They can't do that.
So they can't see anything on my Facebook.
Well, they can look at your public posts, but
Oh,
they can't force you to give them access to your private stuff.
that's good.
Yeah.
I honestly thought employers could like look at anything on a work computer.
Yeah, a lot of people think that.
So like, what about email? What kind of snooping is off limits?
So even on a work computer, you still have like a reasonable expectation of privacy
Okay.
in your personal emails.
Right.
Employers can monitor work-related emails, of course, but
Yeah.
they have to be clear about what they're monitoring.
So they can't just like secretly read my emails.
Right. They need consent.
Consent for checking emails.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
It's not everywhere, but California's like really pushing the boundaries
Wow.
on employee privacy.
So like, what about location tracking?
Oh, yeah.
They track me through my work phone?
So California is strict about that too.
Okay.
Employers have to have a good reason for tracking location, and they have to tell you that they're doing it.
That's good.
But it can get tricky with company devices.
I bet.
Yeah.
So it seems like overall, California law is trying to find like a middle ground.
Yeah, for sure.
Employers can monitor certain things, but they have to be open about it.
Exactly. Transparency is key.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
There's this other thing in the source material that really surprised me.
Okay, what is it?
Apparently, employers in California can put cameras up at work,
Oh, yeah.
and that's legal.
It is legal, but there are rules.
Okay.
They can't put them in places where you'd expect privacy, like bathrooms or locker rooms.
Right, of course.
But even in common areas like break rooms, they have to tell you about the cameras and they can't use the footage for anything shady.
Like, what do you mean?
Like they can't use the cameras to like constantly track how productive you are
Okay.
or punish people for no reason.
So it's mainly for security then.
Right.
Okay, so let's say I'm working in California and I think my boss has gone too far. What can I actually do?
Well, you have a few options.
Okay.
You can file a complaint with a state agency,
Like, right.
like the California Labor Commissioner's Office or the Department of Fair Employment and Housing.
And what would they do?
They'd investigate your complaint and see if your employer broke any laws.
Interesting.
And in some cases, you can even sue your employer.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Has anyone actually won a case like
Oh,
that?
yeah, for sure.
Really?
There was this one case where an employee sued their boss for listening to their personal phone calls,
And
and they won.
wow.
So these laws actually have some power behind them.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
So what does all this mean for those of us not in California?
Well, California tends to set trends,
Right.
and as more companies adopt these policies and more states make similar laws, it's
Okay.
important for everyone to understand these rights.
I agree.
Yeah.
This has been so interesting.
It's a fascinating
Any
topic.
last thoughts?
I just think it's important to remember that technology keeps changing,
Yeah.
and the whole conversation about workplace privacy is just going to get more and more important.
True.
So now that you know how California is handling it,
Right.
what do you think the balance should be between employer needs and employee rights?
It's a tough question.
It is.
Lots to think about.
For sure.
Well, this has been awesome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Happy to be here.
And to all of you listening, if you want to learn more, we encourage you to check out the source material.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Until next time, stay curious.
Ah,
Bye.
what?